Blog Talk Radio.
All I hear is silence.
Silence.
Oh, silence. Lovely. Deafening.
All I hear is silence. Are we having a three-way right now? Because that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, we
were totally having, we're having a three-way right now.
We were
going to
talk about this topic tonight, actually.
Yeah, actually, we were discussing what should we talk about. All right, but we decided not to do that, Mary.
Yeah, we did decide not to do that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio, episode 13. Suck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
What the
13.
So, hi, Corey.
You know, I just want to say that was a little bit of BC Boys. Okay, now, May the 4th was the one-year anniversary of Adam Yauch's death, so I wanted to give a big shout-out to the Beastie Boys because they were so influential in, like, my entire fucking life, and it sucks that, well, they're incomplete. So we started out the show with the Beastie Boys. We miss you, MCA.
Rest in peace.
What do you got going on, Corey? How's Michigan treating you?
Michigan is treating me good. It was lovely out today, and I went and met up with one of the high school
friends and took some beautiful pictures out in Cushing Park. But first off, if you are motherfucking under the age of 18, go to fucking bed or go wake your motherfucking parents up and say, yo, we need to hear this shit.
Seriously, this kid getting his ass whooped on Corona Road today.
Hell yeah.
Great.
So,
this
that's
is for adult and mature audiences only. Children need not apply.
Yeah.
Right. Unless, yeah. Unless you feel like it.
I'm pushing all kinds of buttons with my ear. I'm turning on GPS.
So what about sponsoring? What's this shit sponsored by tonight?
Okay, wait. I have something to say on that subject. Because, like, okay, my night is sponsored by Sunny D and marijuana. But I've been trying to look for, like, an appropriate adjective to describe this marijuana. Because, like, last week, I think we all agreed that the weed we were smoking was very epic.
It was epic.
It was epic weed. It was very epic.
Yeah.
And that's not meant to imply anything. You know, that shouldn't point you in the direction of where it might have come from or anything. It's just an adjective. Epic describes the weed, obviously. But I think that the weed that I'm smoking tonight is very furious. So I'm going to go with that. I'm smoking some furious weed. And Sunny D, that's what my night is sponsored by.
Mine is Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Do you got the orange juice to go with that?
No, just drinking it by itself.
I'm telling
you.
But
I do have orange juice in the fridge. Thank you. Thank you for drinking. That gives me an idea.
Orange juice.
I won't steer you wrong.
I didn't like beer until Corey had me drink that. And then ever since then, I've been drinking freaking beer. It's really weird.
Right.
I call it the high fashion brass monkey. So it's one part orange juice, one part Blue Moon with some ice in that shit. You can mix it to, you know, a little bit more, but high class brass monkey. It's fucking, you drink it all night, wake up feeling refreshed, and you may choke a small animal or something. You never know.
All right. So tonight we got the guys from Method Blank calling in, and they're going to call in here in a little bit after we play some music. They just played at Edge Fest, though, with a good green played there, too. Sean Sutton's band, right? The Give Me My Moon Back. Who else was played at Edge Fest? There was a couple others.
Yeah, there
remember.
Were a few others. Yeah, I didn't go.
And
I wasn't at Edge Fest.
I want to say next week, actually on my birthday, Wednesday, May 15th. Tap One, JV Nimble, some other guys.
No,
I think Dieter Otter and Citizen. I think even Mad One might be here too. I'm not sure. I don't honestly know, but I know
they're gonna be at Burt's, right?
No, it just got changed. It was gonna be at Burt's. Now they're gonna be at Sister, and they're opening up for a guy from the Hieroglyphics. So it's gonna be a cooler show. Yeah.
Nice. Ben,
we
have birthday plans.
We will definitely hook up with them when they get into town. We're going to try to get them over to do some rips and raps with Nick if we can make it work time-wise. So that should be pretty cool. But in honor of that, you know, I'm going to start. Let's play some music. I didn't say that. Let's play some music, everybody. Okay. And
Ben, you're thinking out loud.
Right.
That must be some furious
weed
you're smoking there.
It's some furious weed. It's
that shit's furious.
Furious.
This is the cue for some music.
Right. All right.
Did you guys put some nicotine in that furious weed?
I think so. That it was. Yeah, definitely. It could be. That's the European way to do it. All right. We're starting it off with some Task One.
Well, see how you like this. Let's take it west for a minute. I'm the best in this bitch, so the rest won't admit it. I confess that you put me to the test, and I'm winning nonetheless. I am blessed to be stressed in this bitch, and I'm on practice like I never left. You may have never heard of me if we had never met. I got my team behind me, so it's like I represent. Music gives me endless breath, while my haters got their arms out like rocking sweater vests. I never rest. Who the hell knows? I'm incredibly rapid while staying classic like shell toes. And verses I tell jokes, sticking to the script just like Velcro. And talk with third person like Elmo. Like everybody here knows that Taff is the truth. You got from Capitol Garage to the Capitol Roof. Yes, you gotta pay attention, cause it's rapping is through. For Rufio's got you tapping your shoes. Baby, first we're gonna rock, and then we're gonna
roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go. At first we gonna rock, and then we gonna roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go. Let's roll. Hit the gym, you rhyme tighter, bitch, you got a lot of dough, right? That's what Shorty said to me after I rocked the show. How we get to talking about it? I don't really know, but she kept trying to convince me how she is not a hoe. I didn't care, really, I mean, I was like, oh. And she finally started grooving on the dance floor.
Damn, girl.
Now you know that it ain't my business, but girl, you know I gotta watch it like it's daytime minutes. What up, mom? My name is Tass. I'm coming up in the game, and everybody knows that Corey is my government name. I ain't got a lot of money, just a bucket some change, but girl, I cannot stop staring at your voluptuous frame. And after that, we took the back route. And you know what Tass about? Trying to stick my fingers inside it like he took his sack out. But girl, I got the recipe. Your body's a necessity, and don't mind all my enemies. They know that baby, first we're gonna rock, and then we're gonna roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go. At first we're gonna rock, and then we're gonna roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go.
Hey yo, they feeling how the season. The asthmatic is back, and it's looking like it's whack grass season. You clash like a heathen, stripping on the course, bro. I'm kicking like a horse. Why you lack? You getting beaten. Seating is limited. Please get to wishing, kid. Knowing that it's 6 feet deep that you swimming in. We finna get it in. Reaping the benefits. Weakening you, weaker links to the yell.
Finish it.
The beat by Rufio. Shouts out to Tasso. We rocking on the mic while they rolling up the Fatso. And you ain't nothing but a swag angel. I'm a ranger with the power. Shouts out to Hasbro. You looking kind of sloppy, Joe. It's kind of looking like you like the copy flows. Obviously losing ain't an option, bro. And your girl says she loving how I
baby, first we gonna rock, and then we gonna roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go. At first we gonna rock, and then we gonna roll. I take it from the top side down to the flow. Is he ever gonna stop? Hell nah, nigga, no. Everybody on the drop now, everywhere we go. Let's roll.
It sounds like Chris is going to be back in another couple months. So let's talk to Buddha and see if maybe they all want to come back on the show, because they were on before and it was awesome having them. We have a call. It may be our guest for the night, but I'm not sure. Let's find out. Let's see. Caller, who is this?
This is Mark from Method Blank.
Hey, oh, Mark. How's it going tonight, man?
It's going good, man. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Just kind of enjoying the evening.
All right.
How about yourself?
Yeah,
doing
how
good,
about
man?
Yourself?
What's that?
You said, how about yourself?
How about yourself?
You said, wait, Mary said Cowabunga. Okay. Well, never mind then.
Cowabunga.
So you guys played it at best, right? How was that?
Fuck
yeah,
yeah,
we did it. We played at Edgefest on Sunday, and it was amazing. The crowd response was great. It was a huge crowd. People went crazy. It was a good time. We enjoyed it.
Nice. That was cool. I've not been to Edgefest yet, but Chris and Colleen and Romeo and the guys over at Good Green, they're all good friends of ours, so we're really stoked that they got to play. And then Sean Sutton's band, he played there too. I know he came on our show like when we had first started. But I've got something here. I've got tickets, right? I've got 4 tickets to see you guys, Method Blank, The Rockets, Panphobia, Fade the Sun, and Ballistic Bats at Hooligans on the 23rd. Now, that's in a couple of weeks. So what I want to do is I've got 4 of these tickets, and I want to give them away on next week's show. And I want people to tell me why they want the ticket. I want people to convince me to give them the ticket. I want somebody to go into their neighbor's yard and take a shit in their neighbor's yard. I want somebody to photograph this and send it to me and say, I took a shit in my neighbor's yard because I want these tickets to your fucking show. And that's what I want people to get creative, and they have a week.
Yeah, get creative with your shit that you take. Don't just take a normal dump. Take a creative dump. Like, eat some crayons, like 24 hours
a day. Give Mr. Freaking Potato Head parts. Make him have a character and a smile.
Right.
Dress him up. You guys are people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, is this your the next show that you guys are playing, or is this you got some more stuff coming up in between now and then?
Actually, we have a show at Hooligans again, or on the 18th. It's a all ages show. It's more of an earlier show. It's from like 3 to 7 with Spence from California. So we have that on the 18th, and then of course the 23rd after that. So
nice. I have I've got another calling cue. I don't know if it's another one of the guys from your band or not, because it's a different area.
Probably.
But let's bring them on. Let's see who it is. New caller. Who's this?
Hey, this is Hila. I'm the drummer for Method Blank.
What is up? How's it going? How come you have a different area code?
Huh?
How come you have a different area code? You get to be
Well, I'm sneaky.
I got like a whole board for a 505, so that's fucking tight.
Yeah.
That's
How
cool.
you all doing?
So, not too bad. I'm pretty stoned. I'm going to throw that out there. And I'm going to reload my pipe right now.
Good thing you didn't have all
the beginning of the show.
Gadgets.
Right. Yeah, we can't get kicked off. We've tried.
No, you can't. You can say whatever.
We did our disclaimer.
Right, yeah. As long as we throw that little disclaimer out.
I don't think we know how to kick people off yet. Do we know how to kick people off yet, Ben?
Well,
yeah,
now, Corey, I had this idea. I was thinking that we should have, like, a greatest hits show, and just, like, because since we can call people, I think we should call, like, some of the coolest guests that we've had on the show and just not tell them ahead of time and just, like, guerrilla style, this is going to be our show for the night. We're going to call people and make them be our guests on the show.
It's
going to
be a bunch of voicemails is what you're telling me. Like,
we're going to leave a lot of funny voicemails. Who are we calling tonight?
Probably.
I don't know. I want to call that guy. I want to call that guy with the fucking that was holding his face up in that picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. I got someone we might be able to call later tonight. I don't think I can.
Crazy.
Right.
So fucking it. When we went to Hooligans, what was it, Mary? A week ago.
Friday. Yeah.
It was Friday.
Night. Karaoke. Yeah, it was karaoke.
That was like this last, okay, so almost a week ago. Right, cool. And
that sounded like so much fun. I'm so sad I never got to go to Hooligans.
Well, that's where we ended up meeting up with these Method Blank guys. And and I got to say, the karaoke was quite festive when you get some rock stars down there doing it.
It was.
That Stim Ivory was down there. And Luke was there, but he didn't get up and sing, did he? Sam West got up and sang, man. Sam West from Sam West Photography.
He did.
I don't know. A couple times. He sang a couple songs, didn't he?
No, he just did Born to Be Wild.
Please tell me he did 99 Balloons. Like, I would love to see Sam sing 99 Balloons.
No, he didn't. But he was really fucking good, man.
Too. Ben did. Ben got up there and sang a song. Yeah, you did. Remember? You did.
Well,
did
I did. I got
more?
Up and sang. I don't know.
Ben
what did
did.
I sing, Mary?
You sang If You Want My Body. Anything
oh,
that's
if you want my body.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. If you think I'm sexy. Come on, baby.
You got me running. The guys from Method Blink are just listening to us like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know, this is not a real
hey
radio show, is it? Yeah.
We didn't forget about you.
Oh, my God.
And we have people that listen to us every week. It's the damnedest fucking thing.
And we really
my working people. Okay, hey. So, yeah, I don't know. I think is this – what I wanted to know, the reason I brought it up, this it sounds like this Hooligans karaoke thing is going to be like a weekly thing now, and I'm wondering for Method Blank, for any other bands that are listening, are you guys going to keep coming down and rocking out for karaoke? Is that what it's going to be, is rock stars come down and sing karaoke? Because that would be pretty cool, and I think a lot of people would come down for that. You know?
Yeah, I think most of the guys at Method Blank, we spend a lot of time at Hooligans, so – we'll be there having fun, drinking, singing, doing all the good shit,
yeah.
You know, what's up.
Every
cool
time we'll
bar.
Get the chance.
Yeah, Hooligans is a cool little bar. I like that place.
Yeah, I remember when it was Ground Zero and it was connected to Cowboys, where, what the hell is that place called now? Dirty Bourbon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all one big bar, and it had, like, the ghetto freaking hip-hop bar, and then you went over, and it was, like, freaking the country bar. Had a good time there. Fun time. Because I'd always be, like, in the ghetto bar dancing. Bam! Be the only white person, only white person with the and chick on the dance floor. So all the freaking big-ass dudes. We had to, like, freaking duck and weave for a couple fights. It was pretty crazy. But, yeah, all that right, was
so,
the first time I was there since that was Friday.
Huh.
Never been to the
I should. You've never? Not since
no,
they changed your name,
before.
Huh?
Not before Friday,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the point I'm making, Ben. Thanks.
What?
Nothing.
Remember there? Okay. Well, I don't know. I've got this EP because these guys were really cool to send it to me earlier today. So I've got some Method Blank to play tonight. But I'm curious. Are you guys working on more? Do you have any new stuff coming up? Or when did this come out? Is this new? Well, a lot of the people that we have on the show we're friends with, and so we already know this stuff. But I just want to know, I mean, when did this fucking album come out? It sounds really cool. It sounds put together well. And where did you guys record it at?
Well, we recorded the EP last year during the summer, and we got mixing and production and everything done probably about November of last year. We recorded at Blue Lion Studios in Rio Rancho. The guys from Dark and Day and Voice of December at their studio there. So came out in November. They're kind of our first five songs that we put together as a band. We've been a band, you know, for just under a year, you know. So
getting pretty close to a year now.
We got a lot of new stuff that's not on the CD. That's probably even better. We played at the Launchpad last night and debuted a brand new song that went over well. So that'll be a full-length CD coming out here probably this summer sometime, hopefully, is the plan.
That's cool. I'm anxious to hear it because this stuff sounds really good. I mean, I would have guessed you guys have been playing together a lot longer than a year.
I want to hear it, Ben. Why don't you play it?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys want to hear some? Should we play some music? Can you hang out for a while? Can we play some music and come back? Or do you guys have to get off the phone? Or what's the deal?
No, I can hang out. It's cool, man.
Yeah,
and if you get tired, like, because I'll play like four or five songs and then we'll come back. So if you want to hang up and call back so you're not wasting minutes, that's cool too, because that's kind of how we roll. You know, a lot of clients like will hang up and then call back before the music comes back.
What a prepaid plan around here. Prepaid. I gotta buy my card.
No, I leave the host phone on all the time. I just leave it on mute sitting over there. So it craps out. Right. All right, fuck it. Let's stop talking. We are going to play some Method Blank for all of you fine people. Check it out right here, Occupy Underground Radio.
Picture out of power, conquered life without sin. I feel well. Bring me just for gun. I got more, this is what you're asking for. Make me bring the thing up for change. Do you think I'm all? This is what you're asking for. This is what you're getting for. This is what you're getting for.
so ruthless and ruthless. Your stupid news is so refused that you could do it for God. The truth, a whole bunch of fools. Prostitution and crews and the use of fuse of the music. The major do is the truancy movement. The lunacy soon to be dues. It's a stupid hour, then you make me fucking lose it. And the cool kids, I don't give a fuck about the cool kids. I'ma keep grinding, go to school, bitch. You'll get it cool, bitch. I'm on the mic and I'm cool with it. I flip this fucking suited and it left me on the room again. From a rain, motherfucker, do your thing. Who the Superman? Got the Buddha giant, I'm a Buddha wagon. Dick, dick, nasty on the room again. Nasty on the room again. Nick 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 1, 2, 3, click bang. Hit harder than 808s. Covered in gasoline flames. Get the charcoal to start like a mafia carpool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 volumes. 400 wanna drop a lot of features. But on a monopia, I'm sorry, boss, but this is not Korea. Call me to meet us all the cleaners. I don't try to rock the leeches. Not an off, sleep the call. Beat the salt, beat the list. The kind of black shot that's only shit. But you'll hit me. I'm a combination, compilation, concentration. Who's with me? When to do it? It's off the dock and do get it. Who's strictly in the afternoon? But I'm like, you get me. Nick nasty on the room again. 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 Nick.
Selection dominant animals after you.
What a bad
fuck that, we kidnapping you, cracking your neck. You better pay your last respect before death cashes your check and gives me half to pay his debt. With a monster spinning raps under your race car bed and grinding your bones with microphones to make art breath.
I kick ridiculous rhythm, twists and images with viciousness. This kid spits the tickets next to invalids with syphilis. So envision this, trying to hit me when I'm limitless. You better raw splitting your wrist in front of the bitches that you're living with. I'm insisting this is it, from Money County to Boston. Crossing Albuquerque, leaving sleepless to get lost. But we spit the kind of game that leaves our palms smoking. Cause we're playing hot potato with a microphone in Oakland.
I bring you this piece with my compadres and separate your brain from skeletal arrangement based you in Picante. Some topic to you all day, your mirror was mine. You get my bone sucking sauce and I spare you the time. Little crew hopping, doo-wopping, rappers get the stool popping. Human sacrifice for dinner, liver in the brew chopping. Yum yum, gobble them up and get the crew rocking. Pull the five-star chef, you just a dude talking.
Exactly. Tell the beat I'm his daddy. Making the pig mad at me. Give me a beer and I'm happy. Actually, never mind. I changed my mind. Never satisfied. Till my dreams are actualized and I will strive amongst parasites. Another foul vermin. Indie tour excursion. Why I heard your labels hurting. Heard your labels merging. You might get shelled. Get up on that free music. Don't feel bad for yourself.
EPR, reviving the scene like CPR. But it ain't no super duper flow, cause that ain't who we are. Nope, homie, just another city scumbag. Departure from that vile man that sold my body once had. Dropped off the passive persona, inhaled some helium. Now I'm floating on a cloud of these dope sounds and feeling them. Get every party rowdy from the bar up to the front row. When the earpiece squad comes to rock and roll, it goes.
Every person ready, extra paranoid, reciprocated. Estimated parasitic remedy, elated. Pulling rockets, even parents rocking elevated. Pockets running empty, profit ruins excavated. Policy resumed, except perhaps reducing effort. Powerful, ridiculous, embodied perfect expert. People ruin everything, peep the rule and excerpt. Positively repping earpiece records.
You punk bitches.
Yeah. That was JB Nimble from California. And like we said earlier, he'll be out here next week playing at Sister Bar with Task One and the rest of those guys. Then right before that, we had McNasty from here in Albuquerque, and then a little bit of Leg Wagon and of Monsters, and then it started off with the Method Blank.
What's up?
We're back. Everybody.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. That was freaking awesome. I'm excited we have local freaking groups that are like fucking so fucking awesome. That's pretty good. Yeah.
For our guests, you mean?
No, your guys' music is pretty freaking awesome. Sure, I miss Albuquerque music scene, definitely.
Dude, I love having Albuquerque bands as our guests. I think that's, the coolest.
I do, too.
Cause, we started everything here, you know. Yeah. I don't know. It's cool to have people from other states too, though, you know. And it's cool because it's like with the literary underground, we get like this broad like spectrum of listeners that in all of these random states that all of these cool, you know. So I don't know, because we have bands from Oregon and bands from other, you know, Boston, whatever, call in. And it's cool because it's like then they're getting to go to some people, maybe not that many people, but some people in places that their shit's not getting played, you know. I don't know, it works out. Yeah.
You.
That was my, yeah, I had a tangent, right, didn't I?
So are we going to have a topic, Ben? What was our topic going to be? What were you doing yesterday, Benjamin?
Yeah, what,
I thought our topic was going to be threesomes, and then we changed our mind on that, wasn't it?
But then Corey brought Bigfoot. It up, and you like squashed that. Yeah, Bigfoot.
Okay, yeah, Bigfoot. Okay, so last night I went to Madrid to meet up with this Robert Kreider, who's the head of the Kreider Exploration Unit team, whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, he's been doing this shit for over 20 years, and he's a very intelligent, cool guy. He does more than just the Bigfoot tracking. He's involved in a lot of archaeological things, digging for lost treasures and buried UFOs and lots of random cool stuff. He's a wealth of information, but his whole hub out there was like Command Central. He's got like a fucking semi. There's a semi trailer that's like completely loaded with kick-ass fucking microscopes, all these big computers. There's like there's sections that have like environmental suits with the oxygen tanks and everything, and then there's like another room that's got like the big TV, and then there's books everywhere. It's all like he's got a truck too to pull it, so they can go take this like mobile command center out to go look for Sasquatch and stuff, and they go out regularly. Isn't that fucking cool, right? You know, I'm totally going with them next time.
I'm
going out.
Dude, I'm like, I wish I had a semi-truck, dude. Like, you know what I'd do with a semi-truck?
Do you remember, do you guys remember Knight Rider? And they had the semi-truck,
yeah,
and he'd pull a car up in the back. That's what it looked like in there. I mean, you couldn't fit a car in there, but I mean, it's like, it was all decked out. Like, people could be hanging out in the back of the truck while it's driving down the road, handling their business, sitting there with the different fucking microscopes working on shit.
I remember chilling with my grandma watching Knight Rider and shit, like at 11 o'clock. We used to come on late, and we'd be chilling there watching Knight Rider and shit.
Your grandma sounds pretty cool.
No, she was fucking the shit. Did I ever tell you the story about for how I ever got introduced into gaming? It was my fifth birthday, and she bought me a Nintendo. And ever since we bought that Nintendo, we would stay up to like 2 in the morning playing fucking Mario 3 and Mario, you know what I mean, Excitebike and stuff. It was kind of cool to have a grandma that'd go out there, you know what I mean, and play fucking video games with her grandson all night.
That's
the
old
grandma.
What's that?
It's going to be Mother's Day on Sunday. What are your special plans for your mamas and grandmamas?
Well, for my mom, I took her to a very nice dinner already. I took her to chicken and waffles. Yeah,
like 3 weeks ago,
and
I was like, remember this?
Yeah,
this
chicken
is
and waffles, right? In Detroit. And so that's the ones I posted on my Facebook. And then for my grandma, I think I'm going to build her a horseshoe pit
nice.
On Sunday, so that way we can get out there and start playing horseshoes together.
Nice. What about you, Mark from Method Blank? Do you have plans for your mother for Mother's Day? Did you know you're going to get grilled like this, these type of questions? Hard ones, right?
It's like, my mom's been dead for 6 years. Thanks for bringing it up.
Right,
fucking asshole. Thank you for bringing it up.
My mom molested me. She's in prison. She's making me think about it. Fucking
damn it.
It's horrible. I don't know. So we have a topic now. Bigfoot. What are your thoughts? Okay. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
That motherfucker ain't real. No,
that motherfucker is real. From Mary Falcon.
Are you going to ask me
theory.
What my thoughts on Bigfoot are?
I don't
oh my
know,
God, do you guys have expanded
like
consciousness?
Second, Sounds weird.
Are you guys expanded in like your consciousness? Can your mind wrapped around my freaking thoughts on Bigfoot? I don't even know. Ben, do you want to get me started on that topic?
Yeah, get her started.
Oh Lord.
I want to hear
what Mark has,
because we have a guest.
I honestly believe,
in this world, we
are taught what we are to see, and we get names for things as we grow up. And so then we start relating, we have, like, perceptions and no, this and that. But, like, children
this
and babies,
the
they're
fetus.
More, huh?
Nothing.
Okay, Benjamin, I'm not going to go off on a rant if you're going to make me mad.
Sorry, talking
to that girl, fucker. Okay, so anyhow.
I'm on pause. Okay.
I was on a roll, man. I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Anywho.
What?
Okay, so Bigfoot, it's like kind of like, you know, it's in a different realm. It's dimensional. Like, to me, like, I wouldn't say that they don't exist, but maybe, you know, maybe they're beyond what we can, like, comprehend. Like, we think, like, animals in our base, in our world and stuff like that. Maybe they're, like, able to, like, bounce dimensionally, and they come so often, like, where, like, we can physically see them, because there are so many bells and so many different levels to this world than what we see on the physical.
Oh, my God. You're blowing my mind over here in Michigan, maybe.
Oh,
my God.
Hey, guys. Wake the fuck up.
For this.
That's what I said.
All right.
Well, I could see that, and Josh was telling me about that.
Have you ever had mushroom trip? I mean, it kind of puts you, like, swindler in the bells. You can, like, you know, so anyhow, yeah, there you go. Ooh, we should go trip on mushrooms and go hunt Bigfoot. Oh, my God. Summer fest is in the mountains.
Scary,
let's do this.
Boy.
Yeah, let's go hunt Bigfoot. I want to live with Bigfoot and, like, drink a beer with him. Sorry, Ben.
You don't drink
fuckers. I'm sure Bigfoot, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he's got his own little supply.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, we were thinking they probably smoke good stuff. The Sasquatch.
For sure. That other dimension.
What do you think, Mark? You've been pretty silent on this Bigfoot. What are your thoughts?
I think Mark already left.
Oh, who the fuck?
Shit,
yeah. Man. I'm sorry.
That's
what are your thoughts on it, Eli?
Oh, well, you know what? Oh, man, Bigfoot, freaking A. It just pisses me off that we have the technology to take things with high-speed cameras and break it in detailed frame, and nobody has a clear shot of the big guy. It's just...
Because he's moving in an electrical frequency through dimensions, and you can't fucking catch him on that shit.
I'm telling you,
people don't freaking listen.
There's that, and then there's also the theory that that there's an active cover up involved too, and that when people
get
credible evidence that people come out.
Of course,
and
the government, like, they feed us what they want us to fucking see. They put it on TV. They tell us what to fucking think. You know, they show us like models of people's lives and sitcoms and shit. You know, they try to keep us very focused in what they want us to, and then we ignore a lot of things that are going on, and we're like desensitized.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been thinking for a while, too, because I'm like, there's no freaking way. I mean, if he's around and he is what most of the people think it is, you know, like this, I don't know, this ape, whatever, I mean, we should be able, by now, to be able to at least get one decent shot.
Right. I do. My argument for it is like, come on now, you know what I mean? Like, we can't find Bigfoot. We can't find Loch Ness Monster.
We couldn't find our own asses if we tried.
I found my ass. Everyone find your asses. No?
I don't know. I got to check out some cool shit, though. Like, literally.
Dung.
Literally, I looked at Sasquatch scat, and... I looked at hair and footprints. It was all kind of fun.
Yeah, but, dude, like, you got to think about it. You looked at hair. Do you know how to analyze the hair genetically? You know what I mean? Like, you look at the motherfucking hair. You know?
That's why they sent it off
like,
to your lab.
Like,
motherfucker. Don't get me started.
Do you know how to read the DNA samples? You know what I mean? It's like, so you got to think about it like that, too.
Okay,
no,
so they're
yeah,
in a lab and they find something. Are they really going to release that information to the public without having to go through the government? Do you think the government wants that information released? There's freaking stops on everything.
Well, I don't know. What these guys were saying was that there's going to be a big announcement involving it sometime this year in 2013, and they're going to start actively trying to cover things up, you know.
All right,
yeah,
so did you see that serial documentary about the little alien that they found in the desert?
Which one, Mary? There's been a few.
They found like this like mummified little like remains of like this little creature. It's like 6 inches long and it looks like a fucking alien.
Oh.
You know what? Okay. So they did analysis on everything.
It was human.
It was a human. And it lived to be 7 years
human.
Old.
Right.
That's some weird shit.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of weird shit going on. It's like
does that mean that there's a little race of little humans like that running around underground that we're not aware of?
You're creeping me out, man.
Freaking me out. They're pygmy people.
Oh, man.
They come up through the toilet.
What, are they like some fucking critters? Fucking critters.
I like taking food. Like, that's my time. You know what I mean? I read a magazine.
You know what? You can keep your mind closed, man.
It's not your time anymore. It's the little pygmy people. They're watching your butthole. I can't believe they let us have a show.
I love that they let us have a show.
I know. Should we play some more music?
Oh,
yeah.
No, you know. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I got a topic when we come back, so let's play some more music.
All right. We're going to start out. We got most of the bands we're playing tonight are bands that we've played before, because I really did just go out and pick ones that that I especially like. So here's Sally Ford and the Sound Outside from Portland, because they fucking rock.
Over it. cracked open to a broken hate. So much sorrow that I can't shake. Will I find myself again? I guess I'm lost and there's no end. So for you.
Bonnie Prince Billy out of Lexington, Kentucky. He's really cool, and our friend Faye turned us on to him, and we got to give her a shout out for doing that because that
hell
was pretty
yeah.
cool. I don't know. He's got like a few different albums you can find online, and all of his stuff's really freaking cool. Okay, and then just as a reminder, we've got these tickets, four of them, and I think what we'll do is.
What do I have to do to get these tickets?
You have to take a
creative
shit.
Come out to Albuquerque and do the show on the 23rd.
We're going to pick we'll pick two winners and we'll give two tickets to each winner. That's how we'll divvy up the four. They're on May 23rd, and it's Method Blank, Panphobia, The Rockets, Fade the Sun, Ballistic Bats. And we met those guys too, huh, there. Let's see. I think that somebody should send us pictures, OccupyUndergroundRadio@gmail.com, of what you did to demonstrate that you should get these, right?
I know what you did last summer.
You know what I did last summer?
Yeah.
Because I took a picture of it.
I know what you did last summer. I will agree.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Fade the Sun sounds familiar. Did we play those guys before, too? They're another Albuquerque band. We may have gotten them off of Reverb Nation crap. I'm too stoned to remember this stuff.
Okay, come on. You're supposed to be writing this down on a dry erase board or like a napkin.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, fuck it. Fuck it anyway.
Right.
All
right,
so if you have some interesting pictures, send them to us at OccupyUndergroundRadio, right, at gmail.com.
Yeah, OccupyUndergroundRadio@gmail.com. Like, decide what you're willing to do for these pictures and then go do it, document it, send it to us.
And the show is when? May 23rd, right? At Hooligan?
May 23rd, so that's in, so it's not next Thursday, it's the Thursday after. And so next Thursday, which is the 16th, then we will we'll give the tickets out. We'll decide.
How do I win
want.
These pictures? I send it a picture?
A picture, yeah. Send us pictures. Yeah, fuck it. We're going to pick two winners based on pictures. So send us pics. Haha.
Most badass picture fucking wins?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
Well
maybe not. Like, the shittiest picture may win, too. It could happen. So just put in your photos. And,
it may not be
we'll
quality.
Over there and, we'll meet you. Well, I won't meet you, but Benjamin will meet you, and hey, we'll tickle your anus. So send in those pictures if you'd like your anus tickled by Benjamin.
Great. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see any pictures now. Thanks, Corey, for cock blocking, fucker.
I'm going to do some anus tickling, apparently. I wonder if that will get us more or less people submitting.
So I said I had a topic. I wonder if anyone's going to call in. Probably not. But
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's a movie, right?
Show?
And they're going to have a. And I don't know anything about it except for that.
Turtle Power.
Jessica Alba's going to be a.
Megan Thee. Playing April.
April. Yes.
And Danny Woodburn is playing Splinter. Do you remember him?
I'm evil Santa.
Who?
He was the elf in Bad Santa.
Oh.
That's who's playing Splinter.
Oh, okay.
Elf.
Yeah.
Bad.
Marcus, you forget the whole
thing. That was a good one.
Yeah,
huh.
For sure. I'm excited about it either way. I don't care. Pretty happy. And then, Ben, something near and dear to your heart is coming up very soon. Motherfucking the newest Star Trek's coming out in about a month exactly.
Right, yeah. You have to bear with us there. Healy, you're still on the line, right?
Well,
yeah. You are still there, right? Okay, yeah, we're kind of geeks, so...
I was going to ask, when is this movie coming out?
Which one?
With the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
I'm Googling right now. It's who I've
embodied. I was doing the same thing. As soon as I heard, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> I want to check it out. Look at it. And then Star Trek's coming out this month sometime, right? Like in another couple weeks or a week or something.
That's the Star Trek. Star Trek's coming out June 14th, and this one is coming out in 2014. So we got a while.
Okay.
June 6th, 2014 is the slated date. But, you know what I mean? We got some really, really good ones this year. I just went and saw Iron Man 3. Not bad, you know what I mean? Tony Stark was definitely, they really focused on Tony Stark, for those of you who haven't seen it. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's a little Tony Stark heavy, which is kind of interesting.
You should ruin the movie for everybody right now.
No.
Do it.
Tony
Stark,
just so you know,
Tony
Stark is Iron Man. I'm sorry
Tony
I ruined
Stark.
It for you. Yeah.
Fuck, I thought it was his girlfriend. Right.
Yeah, so, dude, the drive-ins down here, it's so amazing to be, like, 10 minutes away from a drive-in. It is phenomenal. Like, I'm going to the drive-in every month I can, dude, seriously.
That's crazy. I imagine you living in, like, Hickville, Midwest America.
Yeah, basically. So, you know what? I always thought Flint was kind of big, and then even when I left the Army and went to bigger places, I was like, Flint even though kind of big. Yeah, Flint's still kind of big. And I come back here, it's like, Flint is not big, but it's so cool that 20 minutes away, like, even that 5 minutes away, sometimes you run into a city that's a population of 100,000, you know what I mean? And then another city, 100,000. It's just really interesting to see, like, 5 minutes away. All these different cities, but they're so different. You know what I mean? So that is kind of one of the cool things about being out here.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, in Michigan. Go, guys. What was his name? Who was there? What, your grandpa knew freaking Michael Moore's owner's dog friend or something?
Your dog
you owner,
yeah.
Davison.
Are you going to get an interview with him, Corey?
Yeah.
You know what we do too? You
what's
know what,
Michael
it's
Moore?
A funny story, actually. Hey, I have a funny story about Michael Moore. I've met him before.
You
yeah,
Eric Flint says that.
No, my grandma used to own a donut shop. She's owned several, and her and my family used to come into the donut shop all the time. I'm not lying.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Awesome.
I swear on everything. Come to the donut shop and say he's going to make it one day. You know what I mean? And
all
here
right.
He did. He said,
fuck Michael
it.
Moore. Let's get the lady from the donut shop on. Can you find her?
Yeah.
Well,
call her.
Your
grandma
you got a phone book, right? She's not making donuts right now, right?
We could call my grandma. She's probably with them.
She's probably listening. Calling grandma.
I like it when we call people for some reason.
Yeah, we would.
Because they're not expecting it.
Let's call Corey's grandma. Corey, message me your grandma's number so I can message. Well, I don't know. Ben, are you at? I don't know.
Were you seriously about to say that? Were you really going to say that?
I was, and then I had a brain fart.
So I can message
really
you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it really fucking stunk. Oh, damn that brain fart. That was some. No, that's, we don't need to put the middleman in there. Yeah.
No, you just wanted to be involved. Mary wanted to be in the middle.
We were talking about threesomes earlier.
We
could afford some, actually, Mary. We're trying to...
Can I get in on this?
Can it happen?
Can she bring an animal? Is that what she said?
Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you. Guess what? This bitch is a Taurus as well, you motherfuckers. Three Tauruses and a Virgo.
It's an earthy
show.
Right?
So I'm taking her to the trampoline place. She's never been to a trampoline place for her birthday. Tell her about all the fun you had doing a backflip.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
I get.
Oh, you're gonna have so much fun.
You can watch
awesome.
Mary doing a backflip on YouTube.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
can.
My first ever. I was trying since I was 12 years old to do a backflip, and Corey spotted me, and that's all it took. And bam, I did it.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of myself. Oh my god, it felt so good. And I was like, why did I never do this before? You're
but
awesome.
Then you gotta watch. And you have to watch what he did to Nick right after, too.
No, Nick did that to himself, okay?
No, you totally popped him on his neck.
We got a caller.
I was aggressive, okay? I had some anger issues.
I know you're aggressive, Corey. Corey, you are
new
aggressive.
Caller. New caller, who's this?
Hello?
Is this
Corey's grandma? Is this Corey's grandma?
Nope. Saint
Corey's
grandma.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really fine. I ain't Corey's. I ain't nobody's grandma. I'm a man. God damn it.
I'm a man.
You got some testosterone issues?
My name is Mitchell Faye Pauly.
Hey Mitchell, what's up?
Hey Mitchell, how you doing?
We heard you read your story about the horse the other night.
It don't matter what I read the other night. God damn it, I was talking about your show right now. I heard you guys talking about Sasquatch and shit earlier. You all call them Bigfoot, but where I come from, we call them Sasquatch.
God damn it, you're from Canada.
That's right, it is a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, so anyhow, you all talking about some sort of giving away tickets and shit for pretty pictures. Well, I got some pictures of some Sasquatch poop.
Send me pictures of Sasquatch shit.
And you all talking about this Benjamin guy going to tickle some anus?
I'm going to tickle some anus, man.
You can get your anus tickled.
Once you see these goddamn pictures of Sasquatch feces, you're going to be ticking my anus.
I'm going to be tickling your anus. That sounds fantastic.
Who is this? Who am I talking to? Is this Benji?
Yeah, this is Benji, and I'm down to tickle your anus. If your pictures are that cool.
I'll be damned. But, you know, I've heard all kinds of theories about, you know, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever y'all, where you guys from? What do you call them, Bigfoot? Shit.
New Mexico. We're in New Mexico, and it's actually in the USA. It's not even in Mexico, but we're new.
No, we're the New Mexico. Right here in America.
Y'all sound like a bunch of immigrants. Y'all need to get your papers all legalized. Anyhow, I've heard all kinds of theories, you know, about Sasquatch and shit. The thing is, rumor has it, it's a Wookiee. It's half Wookiee, half caveman.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes sense. I think they're left over from a prehistoric time when Wookiees ruled the Earth, you know?
I would like everybody to take this moment to do the best Wookiee impression that they could.
I've seen all the goddamn Star Wars movies.
Oh, my God. That's right.
It happens every time I do the Wookiee impression. All right, I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is not a
beautiful show, and I just wanted to call in. I wanted to correct you about, you know, what a Bigfoot's going to call down where I come from.
And they have different names in different continents because they're called the same as the Yeti, I believe. You know, it's like they're all
Yetis are white. That's a racist slur right there, Ben.
That is a racist slur right there.
So you guys are being racist by trying to differentiate between the two. That's what I'm saying. Sasquatch, Yeti, can't we all just get along? That's what I was going to
say. Why can't we just all be?
Don't be anything into this, motherfucker. Yeah, damn it. We don't like
how the
king
where I come from. Where you come, girl? Where you coming from? Let us know where you coming from. What's your area code?
It's a man. What the fuck, Corey? Quit emasculating him.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bro.
I know.
Corey wants to know what kind of underwear you're wearing. Where your phone number is, where are you from?
Underwear.
Well, don't wear underwear where I come from. It's too damn hot down here.
You go.
Are you in the dirty? Are you in the dirty South?
ain't nothing dirty about it, except the bottom of my feet. I don't wear no shoes. God damn it. Moist? Well, yeah, we get moist. Yeah. A little bit of balls kind of boiling up every once in a while, you know. No more Yeti. No more Yeti jokes, because Yeti, you know, that, you know, ain't no such thing as a white Bigfoot, motherfucker. All right. They run around in the Himalayas anyhow. Yetis are in the Himalayas.
Himalayas.
Yes, whatever you all call them there, where you're from, there in your New Mexico thing. All right, well, you all keep on with your beautiful show here, and, you know, I just wanted to and look for my pictures. I'm going to be sending some pictures of that Bigfoot. I apologize, Sasquatch. Peace, easy, all right? And
I
appreciate I'm going to win this contest. I'm going to go to this concert, motherfucker, and I'm going to dance around, and I'm going to do a mosh pit. All right?
Get your what was it? Tingle.
Are you single, Mitchell?
Am I single? Well,
Mitchell, are you single or do you have a woman?
What's that supposed to mean? What are you trying to say?
Are you in a relationship?
Are you paying?
I don't know. People freaking be doing people. You know, I don't know if you differentiate from gender but people do people.
People
do people. So are you in a relationship?
Well, yeah. Who ain't in a relationship to some degree or another? I mean, hell.
People should be doing people. That's a valid point. I'm sorry.
Ain't you in a relationship?
With myself. I got lots of relationships, actually. But, like, an intimate relationship where there's, like, you know, sex and communication and companionship. Like, that kind of relationship.
Are you all plan on having some sort of sexual intercourse with someone?
Well, we were talking about threesomes, and if you're going to come down for the show, I'm just asking if you might be down for a threesome, Mitchell.
That's
you
right.
You all talking about threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes? We all do that all the time down here where I'm from. We all kind of threesomes.
You guys are moist down there.
We all got
in the Derby South. Possums.
Mary, are you moist down there? I just had to ask. Are you moist down there?
That is a personal question, Corey.
Like I already said, I brew motherfucking ball soup every other day down here. It's so goddamn humid. Down here close to
humid.
Louisiana. Yeah,
we are actually getting rain right now in the desert. It's raining outside.
Monsoons?
Yes. No, monsoons in the summertime. This right now is our April showers for our May flowers, which is fucking a month behind, right?
I don't believe that for one goddamn second. I've never seen it rain in a goddamn Wile E. Coyote
and I'm
pissed
off.
Cartoon. I've never, ever seen it rain in a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoon. You're pulling my leg.
Yeah, that doesn't make logical sense. Yes, that's a valid point. I haven't seen it rain in one of those cartoons either, I think.
I don't think I've ever seen it rain in one of those cartoons either.
Right, so maybe we're just stoned. I don't know.
Hey, guys.
I look forward to my anal
tickling.
I'm going to win that photography contest. When you see that dance squash species? Picture, you're gonna be mesmerized.
I will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You all take care.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Bye bye.
I like bye bye. Bye bye. Should we?
I like Mitchell.
Me too.
Go ahead and
talk.
Okay. Sure.
Did you catch
him? Yeah. Crazy. Let's see. A little bit more music. We got 20 more minutes in the live part.
Hey guys.
For sure.
I got to go.
Play
cool
some more
man.
Music, Link, and thank
well,
you,
fucking
Eli,
a.
for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
no problem.
Fucking a.
Thank
and
you guys
we
for
run.
Having us over in it. Hey, you should probably check out the song "Bitch." It's one of the favorite of the crowd.
You know what? We played that one. This is a funny story because we played "Bitch" last week on the show. I found you guys on Reverb Nation because I just go on there and I look for different bands to play. And it was like the very next day we go to Hooligans and met Jay.
There they
and,
are.
What was it? Yeah,
Mark.
That was fucking cool. It, Mark, right? Yeah, I was like, yeah, we just played you guys on our show last night. That's fucking tight.
Jeez.
Yeah. Cool, man. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for coming on. And we're gonna give out these tickets next week and get four people down to that show.
All right. Yeah. We hope to see you guys over there. You guys are in for a good show.
Fuck yeah, man. Cool. Thanks again. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Night. All right. So we got like a lot of music left. Let's see. I'm not going to go off my playlist. I'm just going to pick some stuff and play it. We're going to start out with, this girl is freaking awesome. And I've played her a couple times before. She's from Eugene, and I've emailed with her. I think we need to get her on the show. Her name is Caroline Bauer, and is always really freaking cool.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to her and you telling me about her. You were really excited about her. Yeah, she's really, really good for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you guys check her out, Caroline Bauer out of Eugene. Her Facebook page is just called Music by Caroline.
Cover me like you cover your mouth when you I'm gonna free
Go. one goes out to all the ladies.
Hi, I love you. What, too soon? You couldn't tell from the way that I was peeping you from across the room. I know I looked away the second you checked in my direction, but I was just hiding from the beauty you were projecting. So check it, you rolling solo tonight? Well, alright. Maybe you'd be interested in getting in bed with me if I stare at you awkwardly for the rest of the evening without saying shit and then ask for your number as you're leaving. Don't worry, it's not you, it's a me thing. I get uncomfortable and give unorthodox greetings. I speak too softly and act like I'm barely breathing. And when I go to shake your hand, mine's always freezing. Sometimes I say shit that offends you when I poke fun. I'm just playing, but that's probably the reason I came here with no one. And this isn't one of those breakup songs. This is a never got together cause I went about it wrong song. You're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said it's not you, it's me. 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 I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant again, but is it possible for me to get between your pants and skin? Inappropriate, there ain't no doubt about it. There's so many people in here, I need a beer to drown them out with. Cotton mouth is a bitch, especially when I'm looking desperately for a kiss from a chick that I've been trying to hit for a minute. But if I get with her and my breath isn't legit, I'm gonna wind up having to apologize to my dick. Again? So anyways, back to you. What type of weird thoughts do you have? If I told you some of mine, you'd probably gasp. I'm not a deviant, I'm just a rap guy who acts high even when he's not, he's that fly. I had a dream about you and me, and the scenery was beautifully decorated with greenery. Now will you sleep with me? No? Oh, was it something I said? I've been running my mouth, should have been running my head. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nope, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nah, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, it's not you, it's me. 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 But seriously, I'm curious to see you naked. What do they call it? Love? I think we could make it. Yeah. Would it impress you if I stated that there was only 6 degrees of separation between me and Kevin Bacon? Are you into meditation? Cool, I'm not. I don't believe in astrology, but I do like pot. So if you're into that, then we could interact. Maybe dinner back at my place. Six pack and a Jimmy hat. I know I'm overly romantic with the poetic potency of an openly stony depressive manic who doesn't give a goddamn if he leaves the planet embarrassed. He's smiling for the cameras while he gets shot out of a cannon. I'll be the man of your dreams if you can stand it, and if not, you can politely talk to the handed wrist. Candlespit, that's the name of my crew. We're coming soon to an awkward night near you. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I go, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said that da 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 da. So you're saying it's not you, it's me. It's, you're saying it's my, it's me.
Okay, so y'all know I don't like intros and shit, right? Okay, drop a load on them. Woo! Rastafari, son of motherfucker. Hey, yo, so crazy. I'ma go in on this one. Check it. Hey, yo, they call me Task One. And here comes a two and a three and four. Imitators riding on my dick is like a whore. These niggas every single time I open up the door. You see, I bring new product, I can't take it anymore. I go harder, ballin' like a globetrotter. All y'all in my clothes, I'll go welcome to your own slaughter. Don't bother, drop again, it's honey like a blast of planet. Sweeter than some Tropicana, I'm too much for y'all to handle. Hell off my man and call me T-A-F-K. Super villain shit, shooting rappers with a death ray. Your name Corey Pruitt, all you have to do is press play. I came for a reason, fall's just the name of a season. Answer to who's dope, who's better, who's nice, who's ill, who puts words together that make a nigga blowin' pills like CD cover. All my haters with my parents never meet each other. Cause I'm a product of the street. And this me, you and me ain't on the same team. And this me, I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current, so I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current. Cause I'm a product of the street. And this me, you and me ain't on the same team. And this me, I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current, so I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current. I know some guys that know that I
I got worldwide appeal. Gone bright and freestyling, dog, I got a steal. My heart is low regardless, though I do not got a deal. Never fall short of hardcore, weapons are concealed.
And I know
that I really should be writing more tracks.
And I know
I shouldn't complain about life in my rap.
And I know
I shouldn't say words like bitch ass and nigga. But someone told these rappers I'm being bitch ass niggas. My click sack figures, I know I'm greater, but I'm barely in the local paper without feeling like I owe a favor. It doesn't matter, I refuse to be another rapper who will change the subject matter to go up the public ladder. I'm coming faster just to teach these dudes a lesson. Who claim raps are true profession, judging success by their shoe collection.
Really?
So who's the best when all the rest are hit and miss? We can battle on the toilet and I still wouldn't give a shit.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current, so I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current, so I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current. I'm the best at spitting, guess I'm gifted, blessed with intellect and skill. Never have to use sex appeal to get a record deal. Mean flows lingo when the digital martyrs taking over with the will of a Spartan. And my best friend heard invincible over my house. Said his gun went on some tracks, I'm like I'm coming from the south.
Like I'm coming from the south.
I want to punch him in his mouth on West Side till I die, nigga. How you gonna die? But I'm about my grind and hustle and it's time to show and prove. I'm a lover and a fighter and that flow and I can't lose. It's my time, it's my gear, it's my moment and my youth. I go hard on every track, I got porno in the booth. And they know that I'm the truth, but I don't understand it. In this softball game that's so underhanded. I love it, but some days it's killing me. So I always go off like I'm paying utility.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
Cause I'm a product of the street. And it's me.
You and me ain't on the same team.
And it's me.
I'm a street shark in the mainstream. And I swim against the current. So I do what I do and y'all just do whatever's current.
That was Task One, and right before that was JB Nimble, and they're both going to be at Sister on Wednesday. What the heck was going on, Mary? What was that?
I was jamming out some cement and blank, and I didn't hear that you came back on.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, my bad. Hey, I'm back. Well, hey, that was a good show.
At least that was work related. You were listening to Method Blank. That was, they were our guests tonight.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got the EP today, but I'm definitely gonna print that out and listen to it in my car so when I'm driving around tomorrow. Cause
I
want to
do that
it.
Shit live, dude, so I can freaking just jump around like an idiot to it and like freaking just fucking ram
well,
on.
We got like 2 weeks.
Get some aggression to get out.
I miss my dance partner. I need to find another.
I would have to say I miss my dance partner as well, Corey. You should have seen my substitute last Friday night. He just did not really have the moves. Anyway.
Thanks, Mary.
Corey,
I don't have moves.
Ben, you weren't even dancing with me. You were
Right,
watching me. I mean, Long Island Iced Teas were on sale, okay?
Yeah.
They were the drink special. Mary had.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It was good times. Yeah, it really was. Yep. So, yeah.
All right.
Hooligans, the 23rd.
Well,
we have tickets. Send us in pictures to OccupyUnderground.radio@gmail.com. And
Ben
will
tickle your anus. We're not lying about this. If it's that
no,
good.
No, he probably really won't. But, like, if you want tickets to see it.
Tickets to the anal tickling. Yeah, it's May 23rd. And I don't know, Mary, maybe you should... because that's a Thursday. That's like in 2 weeks. You could do the show from there or something. All right, we should say peace out because it's going to cut us off here on the live portion. And if you're listening in archive, which most of you are, then we're going to keep going and play some more music. But for the rest of you, peace out. Thanks for
bye.
Listening and calling in. Thank you to all of our guests. Thanks to Huey and Mark from Method Blank, and thanks for all the bands that made music that we got to play, and
oh, yeah,
for,
thank you for your,
putting it on the internet. Yeah. All
your
right.
Art
peace
and
out.
Your energy. Episode 13. Bye.
Occupy Your Underground. I think we're in the after hours now.
We are now in after party time.
Hey, it's the after party.
Good show tonight, guys.
I wish the after party was an actual after party that now that we got to like just take off our headphones and teleport to, and then there was like drinks, pizza, or
robots, and like freaking fly places, and like freaking all get together. That'd be pretty cool.
Right.
Like what
a
would
sushi
your Autobot
bar.
Be? If you had an Autobot that could transform into any kind of form of transportation, what would your Autobot be?
X-Wing fighter. Can we go that route? Because I don't know, people might scoff at that. But there have been crossovers. They made Star Wars Transformers. And in fact, they made the one that was an X-Wing fighter, and he kind of looks really cheesy transformed. So I might want to rethink that.
Maybe
hold on.
Idea.
Right. I think the Harrier jets are really cool. They could probably be a cool transformer that would transform into a Harrier, but
I would transform
just
into something like the Terminator 2, how that one Terminator came back and he could liquefy and like become weird shit. That's what my transformer would be. It would be able to liquefy and like metamorphosize into anything. Bam.
That's not fair. That's totally
through the
Ethernet.
Into anybody's freaking, yep, that's what I would be. I could be those little balls that look like mercury that everywhere.
This is why you get kicked out of Dungeons & Dragons, Mary.
This is why they don't ever want to play with me, okay? Ever want to play with me. I can't help it.
Ah, fuck. Oh, well.
Corey, what is your transforming Autobot?
You know, I've been thinking about that, my transformer Autobot. I don't know, honestly. Like that's a. I think it would be like a Chevy Blazer, like a 1991 K5 or a K5 Chevy Blazer, because those things are just monsters. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're real original there. I mean, come on now. Ben's like an airplane. How the fuck are you gonna transport anywhere in that motherfucker? You're gonna have to fill up with gas like every fucking 20 miles.
Hey, I'm from the Midwest. I'm a motherfucker. No, dude, no. Bumblebee was the motherfucking shit, dude. Like, he seriously, dude, he was fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, but he was a Camaro. He wasn't a fucking Blazer.
No,
they run on
Energon,
so
right?
They don't
no,
need gas.
Because then I could smoke weed. I'd be like the high transformer, the one who was like smoking weed and like.
Your transformer's got like dreadlocks and a do-rag.
Yeah, bro. You know,
totally.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like fucking the Scooby Doo.
Oh, he's late in a fight. Oh,
totally bagging. He's going to be the only fucking Autobot that you get to see his chones because he's going to be sagging like a motherfucker.
I don't know if I'm going Blazers aren't sagging vehicles. I don't know if you... Hey, Ben, since we're in the after hours, can we hear about cats now?
Okay. I don't know if there's enough time for that, Corey, because I really want to go off on cats. I wanted to give you like a nice 5-minute piece about cats and the superiority complexes that are entailed and just the whole litter box. And
maybe for next time we'll open up that litter box.
Okay, yeah, maybe, yeah. Let me prepare myself for that for sure. And we can talk about cats because that's a great idea. People should know. People should know about cats. They should. There was something else.
Going well for you guys out there. You guys are meeting some really cool people and getting some really good stuff. I really like it, that's for sure.
Guys were cool, and we met these other guys that same night, the STEM Ivory, and they've done
that dude looks pretty badass. Yeah,
for sure. He sent me some files of them today, like 5 of their songs that we can play. And I think we can get him to come on. They've got a couple music videos that were done by Alejandro and the guys over at Brother Bean that you can like at that 48-hour music video project. One of the Brother Bean video that night was a STEM Ivory song. So they were there too that night, but we didn't know them yet.
Which one was it, Ben? Was it the one where they were playing like in the empty house?
And no, it was the one where the little girl was running through the neighborhood, and there was that scene where, like, Alejandra's in the backyard with the barbecue.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just,
and, like she, like, went by the door, and she had, like, a bloody knee and shit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's
okay,
that,
yeah, now I remember.
That band. So we met them and the Method Blank at Hooligans last week.
Yep.
And Mary and Rhea and I were kicking it down there.
Yeah, we had good times until I left.
Until you
crazy
left. With
Reaper,
with
freaking van, with no freaking
windows. I thought the story was you left with me.
No, I'm not saying the story. I'm just like making it sound all mysterious and creepy. He's left in a van with no windows after drinking many Long Island iced teas with promises of absence.
That's right.
Wait.
You know people are still listening to this. You're totally blowing your cover.
No, I'm not. It was all good. And that was just a dream.
Right. It was a dream.
And no one listens to us anyway, Ben.
That's right. I took Mary home that night and dropped her off safe and sound.
No, we went back to your house with Raina.
What, Raina?
Rhea, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why I say no. Because I felt like saying no. Anywho.
Right, so the three of us, okay, let's keep going with this. What did you and Rhea and I do when we got back to the house?
You made us freaking food, dude. You threw down in the kitchen. You, like, freaking made all kinds of food. And we're, like, vegan. So, like, you were, like, trying to be all, like, vegan cook of the year. It was like hilarious to watch you because you couldn't even make anything. So like we went outside and we're just like chilling with like the dogs and like
I just boiled
turtles.
Some water.
What is Corey's old cat's name? Which one do you have? What's your old cat's name? Pickles.
Pickles.
Oh dude,
Pickles. Yeah.
Pickles was insane. He kept on like attacking me. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with Corey's cat? He was never like this before. Ben, what have you done to Corey's cat?
I think he's mad that I left him. I wish I could have brought him.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Well, I got the house full of smoke. I think
yeah,
I burned my chicken.
Are you cooking? See,
oh, well.
He's cooking. I'm telling you. This guy in his kitchen.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Ben is pretty nasty in the kitchen. You need to do your own cooking show, Ben.
Yeah.
Totally. You know what I've been doing? Nice. Doing Tai Chi. I've been doing Tai Chi like the past 3 days. Dude. You should get back into it.
Oh my God.
Oh God, Ben's burning down the house. Burning down the
house.
Yeah,
that sounds like danger.
Burning down the house.
Any minute now, I think I did. I just heard the stamp for sure. Okay, and then any minute now, the smoke detector is going to start going off. I'm going to go hide in
window.
The garage. Okay. Now I'm going to open. Ah, oh, fuck. I can't open the back door. Can't go out.
God.
Huh.
We're following you on your journey, Ben.
I heard you.
Nice. Holy shit. Yeah, I totally got to air out the house. Well, let's see. Okay, now I put that on to boil, like, at the beginning of the show. And I was supposed to wander back in and turn it off, like, after a half hour. Yeah.
I was wondering how you burnt those tofu freaking and, like, celery, like, blended sticks that you made that night. I was, like, so, like, how the hell, dude? You're not even supposed to cook them. And you ended up burning them. I was like, good job, Ben.
I know.
And Ray were just laughing. We're like, oh, my God. Let's just, like, have an apple. That was after all those Long Island iced teas. Maybe that was after I fell asleep. This was a dream,
Ben,
right?
Can't boil water. Right.
It was a dream. Yeah, that was a dream. Never mind. Maybe that was like, yeah, I don't know. Friday night was a blur. It was good, though. It was a lot of fun. I got up and did some Janis, and it was like a lot of fun to sing that song. I hadn't done that one in a while.
Just got up and sing.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to open one of those now.
I wish I had a rolling paper.
I wonder if people actually like hang out and listen to this part of the show. What do you think?
I don't know, maybe they do. They just probably forget to turn it off. It's just playing background noise. If this is
right.
Your background noise, thank you.
Oh, you're fired.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening, Ben just burned down his house in Rio Rancho. He needs a place to stay.
Fuck. Dude, okay, now wait, I don't understand this. I have to, I'm going to make a formal complaint here about something. Because, seriously, every time I get out of the shower, my smoke detector
is gone. All right, go on, I'm listening, you have my attention.
So excited.
I'm
right.
So excited.
Okay, Cordy. Damn, let's not be shy about that.
No, and it happens like, it's weird, because I'll be in the shower the entire time and it's fine. But as soon as I get, like, turn off the shower and open the door, that's when,
I'm listening. Suspensively.
Right. No, that's when, and then the smoke detectors start going off in the hallway.
Yeah. It's because your shower, like, you're just too hot for your shower.
I'm getting hot in here. I'm taking off. I took off all my clothes. It's all fun. I'm going off. I just got out of the shower.
You know what it is, Ben? Ben, it's just bullshit. You need to change the batteries. That's what, you know, you're supposed to do that every 3 months.
Yeah, Ben, I just changed my batteries.
You gotta change the batteries every 3 months. I mean, that goes for any kind of thing that you use on a regular basis, because, you know, it's just not gonna have the same amount of power or efficiency if it's running on batteries that are more than 3 months old. It is amazing what a change of batteries can do to something.
Right.
Hell yeah.
I'm here.
I'm here
too. I'm just.
We're
there
on
a lot of windows
here.
In this house that open.
Yeah, kind of here.
Yeah, well, it's bedtime, I guess, guys. I don't know.
Occupy Underground has come to a screeching halt. It's time for bed.
I'm going to say this. TGIF, guys. Fucking thank God it's Friday, because, oh my God, this week was ridiculous, and I'm glad that it's Friday.
Yeah. Did you guys have a hard Thursday too? Like, was it just
I had a hard fucking week, Corey. This week was hard.
Right? Today was, like, tough. Something about it just kicked my ass. You know those days where nothing good or bad really happened? It's exhausted after.
Yeah. No, not really, because I always have a million things going on at once, Corey. I don't ever have those days where nothing kicks my ass, but my ass was kicked anyway.
Okay. But,
yeah. I love you. Good night. You guys have a great time there in Flint, Michigan. And nice to have you on the show. And, yeah. All right. I'm out. Guys. Buenas noches. From New Mexico. To you guys. Bye.
Occupy Underground Michigan signing out and reminding you to occupy your underground. Benjamin, same bat time, same bat channel. I'll see you next Thursday, my motherfucking ninja.
That's right, man. You have a good fucking week. Thanks for everybody that called in. Thanks for everybody that listened. Occupy your underground. Peace out.